For WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. Let's look at your latest headlines. Two men have been locked up in the Dale County Jail following a rash of car break-ins over the weekend. Police say on Sunday, Keon Vaughn stole items from roughly 20 unlocked vehicles in several Ozark neighborhoods. Later that day, Vaughn and a friend were seen on video using one of the stolen credit cards at the local Walmart. They were tracked down in a house and arrested. The Alabama legislature returns today after a short recess. Some of the items lawmakers will consider this week include a pair of controversial gaming bills. They call for the establishment of a state lottery and pari-mutuel betting on horse racing machines. The National Peanut Festival says it has a new naming partner for its amphitheater. The venue will now be known as the All-In Credit Union Amphitheater, and officials say they look forward to continuing to host a variety of entertaining and family-friendly events throughout the year. To see a schedule of those events, just check out the link on our website. Red light cameras could soon be coming to Ozark. The City Council recently approved a measure allowing the cameras after, according to city leaders, a high number of crashes were happening with drivers trying to beat lights. State lawmakers must still approve the cameras. If approved, the tickets issued would be civil penalties and would not affect your driving record. The Family Dollar store in Slocum is closing its doors for good. The closing is one of roughly 1,000 locations that are scheduled for closure this year across the country after recent financial struggles from the parent company, Dollar Tree. As of this report, there's still no closing date for the Slocum location. Panama City Beach is considered one of the most affordable spring break destinations in 2024. It's ranking second on a list compiled by U.S. News & World Report. Key West is considered the best cheap spring break destination. And that's the latest look at your headlines. From WiregrassDailyNews.com, I'm Eric Sharp. For continuous news, it's News Talk 1039.